Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. For the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is as bitter as poison, as dangerous as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lead straight to the grave. When you first hear that the Bible is a holy book, you might expect that it would steer well clear of subjects such as murder, adultery, and abuse. However, in fact, the Bible confronts all of these issues on many occasions. Here in Proverbs, the writer comments in detail about the temptations of immoral women. He speaks of the way in which they ply their trade, and he wants to warn his son of the threat that they pose. They come across as attractive and welcoming. Their words are flattering and enticing. They know how to lure the unsuspecting into their trap. But be warned, the outcome will be a disaster, because in fact, the path they're offering is as bitter as poison and as dangerous as a double-edged sword. They will lure their victims to death. The writer of Proverbs wants his readers to know that there's another woman who can, they can turn, I'll do that again. The writer of Proverbs wants his readers to know that there's another woman who they can turn to, and she is called Wisdom. In chapter 9, we learn that she also offers an invitation to her house. Her house is solidly constructed, being built on 7 pillars. She offers food and wine to those who are willing to receive it. She offers wisdom and truth, and opens the door to life for all who will give up their simple ways and walk in the way of understanding. In the New Testament, we hear about someone else making a similar offer of life to all who will follow him. His name is Jesus, and all the blessings which are offered by wisdom are the experience of those who decide to follow him. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, give us strength to stand up to the temptations which could wreck our lives. Help us to hear your wise voice and to follow in your footsteps. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on...